And we're going to continue our discussion now by moving to the left, to Marsha Greenberger, co-president of the National Women's Law Center. That's a Washington group that lobbies for women's legal rights on issues including abortion and discrimination. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
When you hear Jay Sekulow, a conservative, describe this as a grand slam for conservatives, what goes through your mind?
Well, what goes through my mind is, to him, he has a batter that's hitting home a series of women's and Americans' civil rights and constitutional rights that will be overturned. And what I heard Jay Sekulow say is that he has total confidence that Judge Alito will be like Thomas and Scalia and Rehnquist on Roe v. Wade. Their position was Roe v. Wade should be overturned, that he will be like Thomas and Scalia on employment discrimination. And in fact, he does have a very extensive record, and a part of that record was his standing out in key dissents that would have undermined women's rights in the workplace and rights against employment discrimination, including retaliation, refusal to promote women, which means lower pay.
I want to ask how you go about fighting this nomination. Do you begin by urging Democrats to filibuster this nomination? Since they're in the minority, that's the main way that they could stop them, or is there some step before that?
I think the most important thing is to look at the very record that Jay Sekulow is touting. And I think the American public will be very upset when they see a record that says Congress doesn't have the authority even to pass laws that protect Americans in the Family Medical Leave Act in key respects, that Congress doesn't have the authority to protect women and their families against machine guns. This is in Judge Alito's record. So the first step is to make sure the American public knows about Judge Alito. The second step is to make sure that the American public understands this is for the O'Connor seat. And she had, after all, the swing vote. And because of her vote, we have key rights such as these hanging by a thread with 5-4 majorities. Judge Alito could provide the fifth vote that would swing all of those rights and take them away, and we will have a very different notion, a much more narrow notion of what our constitutional rights are, I'm afraid. And I think if the American public learns this and the Senate does its due diligence in reviewing his record, in holding careful hearings, in scrutinizing what his views are, as is their obligation, then I think there'll be real opposition.
Nina Totenberg?
One of the dirty little secrets of the Roberts nomination is that there really wasn't any, the left was unable to raise any money. The right didn't raise that much money either, but the left didn't raise any at all. And I'm wondering what kind of plans there are to raise money to run ads, because this is going to be a television campaign as well as a campaign in the hearings.
Well, I think the real issue to me is the ability to get the message out. And I think that what we've seen is an enormous commitment on the part of people who care about their individual rights, their civil rights, to get the message out. And I think there'll be an outpouring of individuals who are willing to speak out. I do think for those organizations that...
Have you talked to any Democrats yet on the Hill?
I have not. I've seen some of the written statements that have been released, but I haven't spoken to any.
Marsha Greenberger, thanks very much.
Thank you.